This is Ken Barron from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today's podcast and a possible videocast is on chemsex. In a recent Los Angeles Times article, Haley Branson Potts covered a recent town hall meeting in West Hollywood, which covered the risks of using drugs to enhance sex. The topic was a growing crisis, especially in the LGBT community, that health experts say is not talked about enough. It is the use of chemsex. We're using drugs like methamphetamine, cocaine, and MDMA, enhance sexual activity but lower inhibitions. Chemsex has become pervasive on online dating apps like Adam for Evan, Scruff, and Grindr, where people use code words and emojis to show that they want to use or buy drugs and have sex. One of the town hall panelists said there were influences in Instagram with 100,000 followers, and they are doing crystal meth on the side, and no one understands or even knows that everyone's scared to talk about it. He also said that many young gay men who come to West Hollywood had not been taught about gay sex and were ashamed by it. In West Hollywood, methamphetamine was involved in 47 deaths between 2015 and 2018, and meth-related hospitalizations have steadily ticked upwards for the last decade, according to the LA County Department of Public Health. The LA County and across the country, overdose deaths amongst men using meth more than quadrupled from 2011 to 2017. Hospitalizations related to meth jumped by about 245,000. And throughout the West and Midwest, 70% of local law enforcement agencies says meth is their biggest drug threat. But policymakers in Washington, D.C. haven't kept up, continuing to direct the bulk of funding and attention to opioids, which is in itself a problem. But Steve Schroplow, an addiction psychologist at UCLA in Los Angeles, where he hears one story after another about meth destroying people's lives. Quote, but when you're in D.C., where people are making decisions about how to deploy resources, those stories are very much muffled by the much louder story about the opioid epidemic. And he went on to say that back in West Hollywood, remember, there was an overdose deaths of two black gay men in the apartment of Democratic donor Ed Buck, who was accused last fall of injecting fatal doses of crystal meth into victims for his own sexual gratification. In recent surveys of nearly 1,600 people in West Hollywood, more than 70% of the respondents said that meth use at the community events, bars and clubs, is a pressing issue for the city, according to the Safe West Hollywood Community Coalition. The coalition and city employees recently have begun going to major events like the LA Pride, West Hollywood's Halloween Carnival, to hand out free naloxone, a medication that can reverse drug overdoses, as well as handing out condoms and testing strips to determine whether recreational drugs are laced with fentanyl. According to the CDC, the contamination of illicit drugs like methamphetamine with fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 50 times more potent than heroin, this is a growing public health concern, often users are unaware they've been added. The town hall had panelists that one of them said was the tragedy of chemsex is that often it stems from loneliness and LGBTQ people's shame around their sexuality or gender identity. In a world increasingly connected by technology, quote, we're in a crisis of loneliness, end quote. There are some strategies, however, where we have hope. For example, the use of PrEP, which is pre-exposure, prophylaxis. And this may shed a light on possible ways around chemex. In a recent HIV conference, there was no evidence of association between chemsex and suboptimal adherence to PrEP among men seeking men in England. These analyses suggest PrEP remains a feasible and effective HIV prevention method for high-risk men seeking men engaging in chemsex, a practice which has been associated with an increased risk of HIV transmission. So, that's the update on chemsex. I'm Ken Scott Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. And you can hear this and other podcasts and video casts on our website, nabwmt.org. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and other platforms, including Facebook. Thank you for listening. Signing off.